Still the sunny side of your number one station for Talk 90.3 Nigeria Info FM, and welcome back to the conversation. Where do I begin? So, we're talking response to verbal or written threats. It's not something a lot of us have not heard before. Have I been threatened before? Yes, I have. Some years ago, someone threatened me in public, and to be honest, I didn't know what to make of the threat, because sometimes it only takes something to happen to someone for people to start asking questions like, did you have any problem with somebody? Did she have any problem with somebody? Did she fight with anybody? And then people say, she fought with her neighbor. And the neighbor said she was going to deal with her. And then when something eventually happens to her, they look at the neighbor and say, neighbor, what have you done to our sister? What have you done to her mother? What have you done to our wife? You know? And then the neighbor is like, I didn't do anything. No, but you threatened in the presence of everyone that you were going to deal with her. And then the person goes, I was just angry. I didn't mean it. But you see, when something happens to someone and it's under some fishy circumstance, I think people want to find out if they had an altercation with someone. Now, the thing is, when someone is threatened, whether in person or online, it can have a dramatic impact on that person's psyche. Going to work, seeing friends, or performing normal day-to-day tasks may trigger feelings of dread. Like you're going about your daily business, but you are afraid. What if this person indeed comes through with their threat? What if they will deal with me like they have said? What if they are currently plotting to deal with me? So many what ifs and fear. So sometimes you even get afraid of your own shadow and it's just my shadow. When you and your loved ones are faced with a potential threat, it's imperative that you determine if the threat is genuine. Yesterday, I was seeing the movie Guy Ritchie's The Covenant. I'm yet to finish the movie though, but it was about something that happened, a war in Afghanistan by the US military. So for them to operate in Afghanistan, they were going after the Talibans. They needed an interpreter, someone who spoke the language. I think the language is Dari or something, spelled D-A-R-I. So if they needed to speak to a native, the interpreter will, you know, speak to the native. And you know how interpretation works. What did he say? What did they say? What did she say? What did he say? So they were trying to find the locations for the locations or the camps where they built their weapons and the bombs that they use. And they were able to get a contact. Now, the interpreter was interrogating the contacts, like, where are the sites? And he had his face covered, but apparently the guy they caught knew the interpreter, and he says, I know you are Ali's brother, I know your family, I know your wife, I will deal with them. He literally threatened the interpreter. But he didn't go and attack him and say, if you touch my family, he didn't say a word. He just went on with the back and forth until he was able to get the information he needed from him. And even the superior that was asking him to interpret did not even know what was going on until they got back to their camp. And they asked another person, what did the guy tell him? And he said, the guy literally threatened his entire family. And this guy did not act like he was threatened. He didn't act like anything had happened. But you know how sometimes people threaten people and they don't act like they're bothered. But are they really bothered? Are they not bothered? Are they not bothered because they know what to do if the person comes through with a threat, are they not bothered because they feel like no matter what you plan, no weapon formed or fashioned against me shall prosper? Are they unbothered because they already have the one they want to do the person in their mind? Because see, there are people that will not openly threaten you, but within them, they know what they want to do to you. And there are those that will openly threaten you, and it may just be a case of empty barrel makes the loudest noise. So, it's imperative that, hey, you may have to determine if the threat is genuine or if it's just noise. With threats, there most likely comes escalation. Occasional veiled comments may give way to constant stream of graphic and specific threats over time. And this is done in part to place the victim in a state of fear where they are less willing to take steps to safeguard themselves. Now, this is me asking you. It's the Ember Months, right? And they say a lot of funny things happen around the Ember Months. And to be honest, a lot of people do not want to make enemies. In fact, they may not want to make friends, but the last thing they want to do is make enemies. How seriously should someone take verbal or written threats of violence and destruction? Some people are pretty specific with their threats. I will do this to you. When I do it, we know that I'm the one that did it. Some people would rather say things like, I will deal with you. Others may not say anything, but there's something they do. There's a way they snap their fingers. They do like this. I don't know if this mic can capture that. You know that thing you do? You raise your hand and you do like this on the person. And maybe you didn't know you were walking away and someone comes to whisper to you that, that man you just had an altercation with. He did you like this. So I say, okay. So should we take threats seriously? How seriously should we take them? What should be done or what should we do when someone threatens us? For some people, they rather go and make peace with the person because they don't want trouble. Some other persons will say things like, do your worst. Do your worst. You cannot do anything. I'm not afraid of you. 0817-923-0002. Once again, 0817-923-0002. And 0817-923-0003. We have a WhatsApp and Telegram number for your WhatsApp and Telegram messages. It is 0809. Excuse me. WhatsApp and Telegram number is 0809-0306416. If you're unable to get through to us via the phone lines, then you should send us a WhatsApp or a Telegram message. Remember to turn down the volume of your radio set as you call and be audible so we can hear you on X. We are at Nigeria Info PH, and Facebook page is Nigeria Info 92.3 PH. So go there, watch us live, and then do well to drop your comments in the comments session. A call screen is in standby first to take your calls before passing you on to me in the studio. So when you do call, the first voice you would hear will not be mine, but that of the call screener. So do not get discouraged when you do not hear my voice first, okay? Just go ahead, tell us your name, tell us your location, and then you will join us here in the studio. Again, on X at Nigeria Info PH, and Facebook page remains Nigeria Info 92.3 PH. How seriously should someone take verbal or written threats of violence and destruction? What's going on? Okay, 0817-923-0002. Again, 0817-923-0002. And then 0817-923-0003. Nigeria Info, good afternoon and welcome. Hello? Okay, so I think the phone lines are acting up. It could be the phone lines. It could be from your end. So do well to check your phone or your network to be sure that the problem is not coming from your end before you call. Yes, turn down the volume of your radio set. That is also very important. But again, if you're unable to get through to us via the phone lines, send us a message, okay? I would gladly read your messages here in the studio. The WhatsApp and Telegram number remains 0809-030-6416. Nigerian Info, good afternoon. Hello? And that happens. What do we do? Okay, send your messages, all right? Send your messages to the WhatsApp and Telegram number. Now, for some people, they resort to informing someone, first of all, that they were threatened. So something happens to them, they know the direction they should look at, all right? Others would go to the police to make an official statement that, someone actually threatened me. These were the exact words said by the person. So if anything happens to me, this is the person to hold. Or, in short, let's not even wait for something to happen to me first. How about you call this person for questioning? Because I feel like this person is going to harm me one way or the other. Samuel from Chansamadi, welcome to the Sunny Side. Go ahead.
Okay. Okay, my name is Samuel. My name is Samuel Kondo from Chansamadi.
Samuel, you're welcome. Go ahead.
Okay. Based on the matter on ground, talking about threat, right?
Yes, please.
To my own case, you threatening me, based on what I've already seen, like the way the country is, things are happening, you threatening me, I look at it as a waste of time. To me, because I don't see any reason why a woman, as in, the fellow woman being threatening you for anything you don't continue on to the person ending up threatening you. What?
Samuel, can you hear me?
I'm here to hear.
Yeah, sure. Go ahead. Go ahead.
When somebody gets you offended, go to the point, confront the person. Tell the person, if you do this, do that to me. Then you threaten the person. What is threatening the person? Look at it as just a pointless thing. It doesn't, it's nonsense. There's no point of threatening any human being. When somebody gets you offended, walk up to the person, tell the person that you offend me. Please don't do that. And then threaten the person. What for? That's my opinion.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much, Samuel. Now, on Facebook, Raymond says, depending on the person, because some are just jokers that say what they can't do. Well, I don't want to remind you of how some people can be unassuming, but the thing they want to do to you, according to them, it's in their mind. So while you may think you don't want to get scared of the ones that say it out because they are jokers, what about the ones that don't say anything? Real Gift from Port Harcourt Town, welcome to the Sunny Side.
Good afternoon to you, Lady D2W.
Good afternoon.
Thank you very much. Let me start this way. Do you know why the hawk comes down to pick or the kite picks a hen instead of this other one we call duck?
I don't know.
Because when the kite came down and carried the dog, went back to meet the mother asked the question, how did this mother react when you carried a baby? So this one quiet. You know, talk to me. You know, I can't come out. The mother said, drop and back. The kite now carried that of the hen. And then went back. The mother asked the same question. The baby kite answered, this one, the mother, in fact, that small thing remained, the mother for even fly reach me and all that. Go chop up, nothing, she will feed it. Because there are some persons who, they will make noise just in public, but at the end of the day, they don't do anything. But the thing is, at my age now, if somebody threatens me in public, I think the first thing I'll do is to maybe I like the police. Don't say for adventure, because one can never be too careful. But if it is done quietly, I won't react. Even in public, I won't react. But now I go do them my mind. Because before you get to me, I'll make sure I get to you. Don't ask me how, because I'm not going to tell you.
You have to tell me how. I want to know if it's very legal means.
Different strokes for different folks. Definitely to be legal.
Okay.
Because if somebody comes out to threaten you, is it not legal? So if you retaliate, it will be, make sure you use the legal terms as well, so that at the end of the day, matter not go bad for you. And then for me, I think sometimes the first thing to do is, if it is somebody close to you, to tell somebody you know, both of us respect, to say, see what happened. And depending on that person's advice, I'm also, the person will be older than both of us involved. And then, based on the advice of that person, I'll not take the next step. But ordinarily, for me as a person, the first thing I will do is to let the security agencies know that indeed, see what will happen for adventure tomorrow, while I also plan my own strategy.
Okay. Someone says, I beg, so many threats. I'm Sokifu Barra from Port Harcourt. I beg, so many threats are not to be taken seriously. However, it depends on the antecedents of the person threatening. You weigh the circumstances of what prompted the threat and decide if anything will happen. It's best to give the threater some long distance, but in all, majority of the verbal or written threats will not see the light of the day. Consider this over the years when people threatening, how many finally came through? Few, I guess. When we get angry, we say a lot and a lot. I beg, no man get all the power. You see, sometimes it seemed like they did not do anything because you were expecting the aftermath, or you were expecting the threat to manifest now. I have seen a lot of documentaries, seen a lot of movies to know that people can spend years upon years upon years hatching a plan. So if the plan is to eliminate you, God forbid, they may not be in a hurry. You may never get eliminated for the next 10 years or even 15, 20 years. And then you forget all about the threats. And then you say, I tell you now, you're just making noise. And then 20 years after, it does manifest. And then you just realize that, if only you had known, you'd have taken the threat seriously. Now, nobody wants you to go around living in fear. And nobody says that you could live this life not encountering one conflict or the other, getting into an altercation with somebody. And it could even be anybody, if you ask me. But then again, the fact that you can have a random... You go to the market to buy something. The person may not know you. And I think for some people, they take threats seriously more from people that they know than those that they do not know. There's some people that are notorious in the village for being bad people. And everyone advises you that in all you do, do not mistakenly cross their path, because they are dangerous people. So you don't even start questioning whether they will do it or they will not do it. You just avoid them. And if mistakenly you cross their path, you start begging, say, please, I'm sorry. You know, I'll deal with you. I'm sorry. Please don't deal with me. Please, I beg you, don't deal with me. It's just like what is trending now. I think everybody is talking sacrifice. It trended some time back about sacrifice, and they were referring to Kanayo. So any small thing, they say, please don't use me for sacrifice. But then there are people like that. Sometime in River State, it was two performing artists, one a gospel artist, the other a regular performing artist. The gospel artist has gone online to share the threats as written and voiced by the other performer. And he said, Tio, I did nothing to this lady and she's threatening me. And you know, a lot of people underneath the comment section came and said, you shouldn't even bother bringing us in here, because are you not a child of God? Are you not a gospel artist? I mean, she's beneath you as far as I know. Nothing will happen to you, you know. But some people advised him that, please, delete this. Huh? And I heard they went behind them to what they do? To broker peace. And now they're at peace. And you know, people said, why they had to advise is because they've heard about the lady. And it's possible that she will make do her threats. And it's not just a threat to her. She said she would do it. She said she would go to any village and she would carry your name to any village or your picture. She will indeed do it. So it's best not to even get on her wrong side and not start looking for how to protect yourself or, you know, how to prevent her from doing any harm to you. But sometimes, who knows? It could just be threats. Some of you have said, oh, the reason why your life is the way you are, it is because someone threatened you some time back. But the funny thing is that it may just be coincidence that a misfortune happened to you around the time someone threatened you. There's also that possibility. So you fell and broke your leg. Probably if the person hadn't threatened you, you would still fall and break your leg. But the person threatened you, hey, this person has done me this one. Ooh. Someone says, the nonchalant me died on the 14th of last month. And see, if you threaten me, I will respond before you. I might not be alive to forgive you. It's better to be on the offensive part than defending from a heartless man. Someone says, I've learned that in this life, moving in silence is the best approach. There was a time when I used to shout, and yes, I've had full intentions of carrying out my threats. So my husband was like, you need to stop it. I know you don't make empty threats, but you are like a dragon. Dragons breathe air. Dragons breathe fire. So your foes can see you coming before you arrive. You lose the elements of surprise and peradventure something happens to them. Even if you are not the one that did it, you're the one that people will look for first. And I won't lie, moving in silence and sometimes exhibiting patience, it's very satisfying. I've learned I don't even need to take credit for some things. Anonymous, send that in. So you tell me, how seriously should one take threats? Should you act like, I beg, nothing. She cannot do anything. No. She cannot do more than a, what did he say? There's one animal, it cannot do more than a dead or something like that. Nothing. If it's this one, is that why your face is like this? Yeah, I know sometimes people try to encourage you, you know, to take away fear from you. At other times, they know that the person can do it, but let's hope the person doesn't do it. 0817-923-0002. We have 0817-923-0003. And the WhatsApp and Telegram number remains 0809-0306-416. Real gift would just be treating me with his numerous proverbs. Did you see it? We have been through a lot, and we're still going through a lot. So for someone to come out and suddenly to threaten another is a waste of time because there's no other threat bigger than the present situation we found ourselves. For me, because I am not the talking type, I would just ignore you. Unless you want to get physical, then we will run up. Simply goodness from Allah Kaya. All right, we need to go on a commercial break. When we come back, the conversation continues. Just stay tuned to us. And if we cannot come back to the conversation, we'll come back to it after trending stories. All right, welcome back to the Sunny Side. We're still talking response to verbal or written threats. How seriously should someone take verbal or written threats of violence and destruction? I don't think I will be able to take any call before the news break. So I'll just go ahead and then read some of your WhatsApp messages. Good afternoon. I believe we should just avoid trouble at all costs. For instance, I would deal with you. You reply, no vex. You never reach like that. You should appear weak to some people, but then you have avoided a potential hazard. Okay, you would appear weak to some people, but then you have avoided a potential hazard that might have gone as far as ending your life. If you shout back, you look strong to the other, then peradventure the person actually deals with you and you're gone. You are all gone, though. So when someone threatens you, just go ahead and say, I beg. You never reach like that, no. So some people threaten your life. Some people threaten your properties. Some people threaten your loved ones. So sometimes they're not coming for you. They may be coming for those that you care about the most. Someone says, nah, he's weak. Great man, take die. Act before they do. Well, some people have that opinion, you know. Before they do anything to you, you do them. You, by yourself, do something to them. Do not give them the chance to make do their promise. Or their threats, in this case.